How confusing is the state of our economy? Yesterday, we tell you about the manufacturing index and the services index. Both had reasonable numbers. Both suggest, you know, life in the economy. Then we have consumer confidence collapsing. Lowest level ever. We have to, you know, the talk of a recession. If not now, at the end of the year. The Americans are divided as well. Yes, there's a recession coming. They're convinced. But hold on. No, there isn't. So what's going on? Senior economist at Infometrics, Brad Olson, is back with us on this one. Brad, morning to you.
Good morning.
You got a clear steer of where we're at?
I think what we're seeing at the moment is that conditions right here, right now on the ground are all right. There's still enough momentum. That's why you're seeing manufacturing outcomes in a strong position. Services are lifting. Spending levels are still above where they were in 2019. So there's current momentum. What you're seeing with the confidence figures is that looking forward, people know that we're coming to the edge of the cliff. We can look and see that interest rates have been rising. Now, for a lot of households, that hasn't hit yet. They know that their mortgages are about to go up when they next reprice. But because they haven't repriced yet, they're still sort of going for as long as possible with the current settings. So good for now, but a feeling, a nervousness around what's to come, I think, is where you're getting those mixed messages in the economy.
And that's why we look at facts better than we look at confidence surveys, because confidence surveys are intent as opposed to what's really going on.
They are, but they're very important, and I think because they do give you an insight into what people are thinking and how they're feeling. Now, business confidence surveys can and are influenced by a whole range of factors, who's in government, the time of the year, and similar. So that's why, again, depending on what we're looking at, often economists actually ignore the headline business confidence readings because there seems to be sort of a persistent level of more doom and gloom than actually bears out. Yeah. Own activity, when you say to a business, okay, not how do you think about the economy generally, how do you think your business is going to go? Everyone's like, oh yeah, no, things are a lot better in my own business. So that gives us a bit of a lead. I think it's important though, you look at that Westpac McDermott Miller index yesterday saying it's the worst since 1988. And we know that those figures from Westpac do trend very well with GDP. And we know that, look, if households are saying, I'm not feeling quite as good over the next year, they are going to pull back on spending because it's a bit of a self-fulfilling prophecy. So I think that does probably highlight some of the concerns in the economy. But, Mike, let's be clear. This is actually, in a sense, what we want, as difficult of a phrase that is to say. We know that currently the economy is trying to do too much with too little. We know the Reserve Bank is lifting interest rates so that we don't spend as much, so that we can cool down the economy a bit from a boil down to a simmer. So really, these signs are actually saying that we're doing what we need to do, as sure. Uncomfortable as that is.
If those consumer numbers are correct, and we do talk ourselves into a funk, does the Reserve Bank eventually react to that? Instead of 50 points, it might be 25. Instead of 25, it might be nothing, then they've done their job.
Yeah, absolutely. But there's a big caveat there. So there's an expectation, and you're completely right, that looking forward, if things slow down considerably faster than we were originally expecting, and you're seeing that in the housing market, if you start to see that in terms of consumer spending and business investment and similar, there's a very good case for maybe taking a slower approach or not needing to raise quite as much when it comes to interest rates. But, and this is the big but, if inflation doesn't get under control, if for some reason you're seeing all this pullback in spending and similar, but costs continue to be at those elevated levels, the Reserve Bank will go, actually, we still need to press harder to bring this thing under control. And so you could well see a period where you have spending and similar that's pulled back and sort of only just making a path forward, inflation staying high for a bit longer. And so an expectation that the Reserve Bank might well have to overcook the amount of support that it withdraws from the economy, get us on a more even keel, and then it can actually start to cut interest rates again to try and stimulate a little bit more demand. So we've got to kill inflation first, then we get the economy back on
track. That's exactly what I'm worried about, because I can't see, I mean, if these numbers are real and people are in a funk and they're not spending, so you've then quelled that part of the demand, but what you haven't quelled is the stuff you can't control, which is the stuff that's coming in from overseas. And if you can't control that, then we're all in trouble, aren't we?
Yeah, we are, and that's where your risk of stagflation or stagflation light starts to come forward. But I think realistically, when we look at the New Zealand economy, we know that there is enough domestically based inflation that if all of these factors combine, it does look likely, I think, that you'll have things tone it down. And let's be clear, yep, we know that fuel prices and fertiliser prices and similar are high. But what we also know is that people are desperately struggling to find workers. Everyone's poaching everyone else's people. people are competing with megabucks for any sort of material they can find, from jib to anything else. Now, if we lower the temperature a touch on the economy, and if we say, look, instead of 50,000 homes a year, maybe we're going to consent 40,000, that's still a lot of homes. It's not quite as much pressure as we previously had. You would expect that domestically based inflation to come back. So I do think it's achievable. I think we've got to be realistic. A soft landing is always the goal, but very, very difficult to pull off. I think we are probably in for a slightly harder hit. But again, different from the previous recessions and similar that people have talked about, back in the GFC, you know, there was very high unemployment. People were really challenged. I think here what we're doing is the analogy I'm using quite a lot, trying to bring what is a rolling boil down to a simmer. We're still hot. We don't want to go cold, but we're currently sort of evaporating too much off the top.
Always a pleasure, mate. Appreciate it very much. Brad Olson, Senior Economist at Infometrics.